Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so we've been teasing this. We've been talking about it. We want to know what is going on with your love life, Katie, because we just love living. I love living vicariously through you when it comes to all your dating nonsense. What's the latest thing that you've done? What did you do?
Okay. I just want to preface this with saying that this man I'm about to talk about isn't just someone I met online that I don't know anything about. Like, we actually used to work together back in the day, and, you know, we have just created this friendship and kept this friendship and this relationship, I guess. Not like, you know, boyfriend-girlfriend, but we've known each other for 4 years, and we've just, like, you know, gotten closer. I love him. I don't know about that. Like, I really do. I have put this man on like a pedestal, and I truly believe part of the reason that, you know, I adore him so much is because he's just kind of, I've built him up in my mind to be this person that I just think he is, right? Like, I truly love this man. So when I met him 4 years ago, I remember calling my mom and being like, you know, I feel like I'm going to marry him. Like, I truly feel like,
whoa,
this guy,
Katie,
I'm going to marry him. Like, the minute I met him, because again, so we worked together and we just met each other over like Zoom. So we hadn't met. And then the minute we met, I was like, this guy is something. And so, again, I feel like the reason I've been single for so long is because every guy I go out with, I compare him to this man. And nobody ever measures up.
It's not a fair shot. Yeah.
Not a fair shot. He is sexy. He is a good looking dude. Oh, my gosh. He is so good looking. But anyway, all that aside, we had been talking about meeting up again, right?
Okay.
So this comes about quite often to where we're like, we need to get together. We need to see each other. He's made the commitment to come see me a couple times, and it's never panned out. My friends don't like that about him. So
okay.
My friends are like,
it's a little one-sided,
I feel like. Yeah, like, he's not giving you what you're giving him, and we don't like this. Like, there's somebody out here who's going to put the same amount of effort into this relationship as you do, and I don't hear them. I'm like, no, he is the guy. He is the one. About a year ago, we were going to hang out. I was supposed to go see him in another state, and a bunch of things happened in both of our lives to where we were like, we just can't make it happen. And so that was a year ago, and now it's like we have made the plan to meet each other. I'm going to go visit him in another state. So we were talking the other night, and he was like, so did you get your ticket? Are you going to come see me? And I was like, well, I mean, if we're really doing this, like if we're going to commit to
it,
then I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And what I didn't tell him is immediately after we got off the phone that night, I got my ticket. I did. I was like, we're going to make this happen.
So
it's
this is
happen.
This is where I'm kind of like hesitant about this whole thing, because you were just chatting.
Yeah.
It's one of those conversations that I think that we all kind of have with like friends and stuff. We should hang out. Yeah, we should totally hang out. Yeah, let's hang out sometimes. And then you never hang out.
Yeah.
Whereas when you got off the phone, you immediately booked your ticket. And I feel the conversation was somewhat in that area, that genre of, yeah, well, let's hang out. You bet, let's hang out.
No,
and you were like, boom, ticket, book.
This is why it's different, because for 3 weeks or so, we've been talking about me going there, right? Like, it was brought up in conversation. Like, you should really just come here. You've never been here. I've already been there. Like, you should come here. I'll show you around. We'll have a good time. And in that moment, 3 weeks ago, I was like, okay, we'll see what happens. And then he brought it up again, like a week later. He was just like, so about you coming here, I really like that idea. I like you coming here so that I can show you around and you can experience something different. And
so
I
was hung
like,
up.
I like this. No, no, no.
Went on to Expedia.
No, no, no. And then I said, I like this, you know, like I appreciate,
you
know.
Like, this just feels right now.
This
feels
right. I waited
another
week. Okay. And so this is the third time he has now brought this up.
Gotcha.
And this last time he was like, you know, are these still the dates that we're thinking of? Because, you know, I have a lot going on in October, but I am setting aside this weekend because I really want to see you. And I was like, really? Like, this is going to be a thing. And he's like, absolutely. And so that's when we got off the phone. I bought my ticket. Here's where it's like a little twist in the story.
Yeah, here's the twist.
I know, so this was two nights ago. I haven't told him I bought the ticket.
Because
I didn't want to the next day be like,
I bought the ticket! Get ready.
I want him to still think I'm just chill, right? Like, oh,
but
yeah.
But this is where it could backfire now for you, that you haven't told him that you are coming out.
Yeah.
And then when you've waited 2 days.
I know.
So you got to let him know, because I'm hoping he doesn't come back and say, oh, no, I'm busy now.
Yeah, I know.
Weekend.
And
I didn't
even Josh had told me, because Josh knows a lot about this story. And he's like, I'm just worried he's going to back out on you. Like, he has multiple times.
He's done. It's just
Do
his history,
know,
Katie.
The first time he was supposed to come see me, it was on my birthday. It was over my birthday. And not only that, he dipped. Like, he was supposed to come out the week before. He just stopped talking to me.
So,
I know. And then
why
I wait,
is it different this time,
I don't know,
then? Why is
I
it different?
Because I love him.
Because I love him.
I don't know how.
You're blinded by lust. You're blinded by lust.
I don't know
I think.
If you know him well enough to love
4 years,
him.
4 years, Josh.
Yeah, but she's on and time. Off in texting.
I know.
Like, yeah, but she's already slept with this guy, too. She knows this.
Well, you don't have to love
taxes.
Someone to do that.
Yeah, you did your taxes.
Katie,
sorry.
Do I bring up what you said about it?
What?
Wasn't that great?
Wasn't that great?
No, I mean, like, I don't understand why
no,
you're
I know,
so.
It's a 21-month dry spell. You
no.
are, you like this
and,
guy.
Yes, and he's so my soulmate. Like, we have so much in common. And when we do talk, it's like kismet.
You connect.
It's just a connection that I cannot describe. And there are times when he's kind of like dumb jock, right? Like, we've talked about it where I'm just like, did he really just say that? But for the most part, I am so infatuated with this
man.
Can
you do me a favor?
What?
Text him right now and say,
no!
I got my
Oh, my God.
Why?
What's,
it's
know.
Been 2 days. Truly.
Oh, no.
Pick up your phone right now and text him. Because
I
want to.
I got so sweaty.
Everybody wants
oh my
to
gosh,
know. What
no.
are you waiting for? When is going to be a good time to tell him that you're
oh
coming
my gosh.
Out?
I'm so hot now. I don't want
to. You need to confirm he's going to either. He's going to have other plans or something.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Do it right now. I am
Should I text
dead.
Him?
I am dead serious. It's been 2 days since you booked your tickets.
During the show? I should
Katie,
text.
Everyone on the text line right now is saying text him.
Text
Please,
him.
Pick up your phone right now.
Oh.
Be an adult. Pick it up right now.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you?
Katie,
like,
oh,
in
you
your
bought
mind,
the
no,
ticket.
Don't read our okay. text line. Text him
read.
Right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Because honestly, like, serious question. When are you planning on telling him?
I don't
in another
know.
Week?
I don't know. I was just going to wait a while and totally just mention it in passing. Oh, yeah, I bought the ticket,
Jenny
by the way.
Says, come on, Katie, text him. Lexi says, do it, Katie, text him.
Okay.
Right. 5507, text him. 550.
Okay.
God, they're coming in hot and heavy now. Jessica, go, Katie. Jeremiah, geez. Jenny, come on, Katie, text him. Text him right now.
Okay.
She truly is. If
Should
you guys
I
are
say,
watching on the stream.
So, dot, dot, dot.
No, just say, hey, I just
hey,
be.
Hi.
No games.
Hi, smiley face.
Stop
okay.
with the
I'm
games.
Sorry. I don't know. Like, this is how I
What's
text.
It?
Let me proofread
did
it afterwards,
did
Katie.
Did we say this guy's name? Are you
no,
saying?
No, no,
no. No.
Okay. It, Brad. Just put yeah. Brad. Good news. I booked tickets. I'm coming
hi.
To see you.
Just say, hey,
good
I got
news.
The tickets. Smiley
I got
face.
The
there
tickets.
You go.
I'm coming to see you.
I wouldn't even say that.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I got the tickets. Oh, my God. I'm so confused. Okay.
Okay,
I got
take
the
a breath.
I'm
take
coming
a breath.
To see
hey, smiley
you.
Face, I got the tickets. Can't
Hi,
wait to see you. Boom.
I like the smiley face.
Hey,
okay.
smiley face,
smiley
got the tickets.
Face.
Can't wait to see you.
I
Boom.
Got the
done.
Ticket.
Get cleaned up. Wash your sheets.
No, I can't text that. I got the ticket. Okay. I am shaking. Coming to see
yeah.
you.
I would just say excited to see you.
Excited to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have to go back. Delete, delete, delete.
Yeah, yeah,
excited
yeah.
Screenshot or it didn't
you.
Happen, says somebody on the text line.
Okay. All right.
Somebody else is saying screenshot your reservation and send it to him. Nah, let's start with a text. Just
screenshot okay. the price and say this is what you owe me.
Okay.
Quick question. We got to get to the job code here. Everybody,
oh,
well,
right.
we'll get to it. It's 8:10. We got you. Did you get the insurance on the ticket?
I did.
Okay, good.
Not.
Good, good, good. Just in- oh, you did not?
You didn't?
I really believed in this.
Katie,
okay.
Why did
I
you
got
not get the insurance?
Because I am a cheap son of a gun. Okay.
It's going to cost you even more if he's like,
okay.
oh, sorry.
Excited to see you send. Oh, my God. I
Let
sent
me see it.
It.
I want
to.
Oh you I want proof.
God,
Let me see it. I want proof.
You sent it.
Let me see. Okay, guys, she did.
Oh,
she sent it.
All right.
We'll keep you updated. We will keep you updated if he replies
oh,
back during the
show. My stomach hurts.
It's all right. Let it out now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All right. Yeah, relax, everybody. We got a job code. It's coming.
I love
it. We're only a minute and a half behind.
Okay.
All right. We'll keep you updated on if Brad or whatever his name is texts back during the show. I love this.
So
I love this for you. I'm glad you were an adult about this and texted him.
Is that what we're
2 days
it?
Later.
Okay.
Good job adulting today, Katie.
Thank you. I tried. Okay.
Screenshot or it didn't happen. I will attest to the screenshot. You don't need to post it.
I do too. Yeah.
Everybody,
she posted it.
She posted it. She sent the text message.
Yeah.
We're good. She sent it. We received so many messages about this trip that Katie booked to see this guy that she loves. He didn't know that she booked the trip.
No, he knows. He just doesn't. I haven't.
No, he didn't. No. You just live on the air texted him and said, hey, I booked the tickets.
Well, I know, but we've talked about it. It's not like I just booked a trip to see him without him knowing.
People
but
are fired up on the text line. Some are concerned that you booked a trip for a booty call.
Out of state.
I have this story about the kids on the leash. I might bump this to tomorrow. It's a damn good email, and I think it's a good topic. We might go ahead and push that off to tomorrow. And I will say right now, I'm going to open up the phone lines. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We'll take a chance on this. If not, we'll play some more music, whatever.
Okay.
If anyone wants to sound off about what Katie is doing with this guy, booking this trip for a booty call, let us know your thoughts. Is this a good idea, bad idea? You want to give her some advice? Phone lines are wide open, 303-691-1649. Please call right now if you want to share your opinion, like my sister during the last break texted in.
What did she say? What did Jessica
say? Katie needs to make sure this guy holds her on a pedestal, and it's just not her holding him on a pedestal.
She's so smart.
Because it doesn't work otherwise. Been there, done that, says my sister. So are you doing that because you keep talking about how gorgeous this guy is? You love him.
I do.
You're booking the trip to go see him. He canceled on you coming out here.
Well, and honestly, I've described him as, you know, Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck. I will put this out there because she did an interview with like Vanity Fair years ago, and she talked about Ben Affleck, who was the love of her life. And she's like, his energy, his charisma is like the sun. He said, when his sun is on you, it's the best feeling in the world. Like, it gives you all of the good. But when his sun casts a shadow on you, it is the loneliest feeling in the whole world. And that's kind of how I like when he doesn't talk to me, I get kind of sad about it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I don't want. But when it is like we're talking and, you know, our connection is strong, Jeremy, it is the best feeling I've ever had with a man. And so that's where it's so hard for me. It's because, like, yeah, I know the lonely bad part because I've felt it and it's made me cry.
But aww, poor little kid.
The happy stuff has made me so happy, you know? I mean, so it's just, I'm so torn.
I mean, do you think you're not putting too much into him? Because if he's affecting your mood when he doesn't text you back or when he does, like, you're riding the emotional high or the emotional low. Do you think you've invested way too much into this, especially for a dude that is kind of flaky?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I do. And now I feel like I'm so into him.
I mean, you just said you're going to marry this. Or you think you're going to marry. Like, that is a lot.
The minute I met him, I said that. I called my mom and my best friend. I'm going to marry this man.
And if you said that to that dude, he would have been like, what?
He would have ran. He would have ran away.
I mean, it's just, it's so interesting because, like, I guess you say the chemistry's there, but, like, is it? I mean, genuinely, like, that's a genuine question, because is he's a good-looking dude. I'm sure he's got options in another state.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
in a big city, too.
Like, that could be why he's kind of flaky. Is it just easy to ignore you? He's got other things going on, and he is out of state, so you're not top of mind. Until now, you're going to be top of mind, because you're just going to show up. text update. People are asking for a text update.
He hasn't texted me back
No,
yet.
Okay.
No, he hasn't texted. He could be driving to work, though. This is my mind. This is how I justify it all. Like,
I almost want you to send. I want you to send a smiley face right now.
No, I got Annika.
I got Annika on the line. If anyone else wants to sound off about what Katie did, or if she's gone too far, if she's, I don't know, hyping this guy up too much, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Here is Annika. Hi, Annika. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Katie is
sweating. I'm so nervous.
I don't want it to sound bad, but like the whole phrase sweating like a pig, she is sweating so much right now.
Well, I was watching on the live and it was kind of cute how you're like bundling up with your blanket like you're all nervous.
I know.
And you know, you just go with it.
The sweat made me cold. I had to go get a blanket.
I would say, you know, I think you made the right decision. Like, because if you don't just go for it, you never know what you would be missing.
Yeah. That's my thought of it. Like, if I don't take this leap, if I don't at least try it, insert myself into this kind of reality, I'll never know. And I will kick myself more, I think, for not knowing than I will for not acting.
Yeah. And I think as long as you're, like, guarding your heart throughout the whole process, then you're good.
That's where it's so hard,
Annika. Are you just going for the booty call?
No. No,
you're
I
looking
want,
for a lasting connection.
I want to build something with this man. Like, I really do. I always have. You know, I think, like, when it comes to, like, falling for someone, something that I, you know, attribute that to is, like, when you insert them into your future thoughts, when you're thinking about that person at the next holiday or, you know, on their birthday or on your birthday, like, that's a sign of love for
but
me,
you
or
think,
at least,
Katie,
you know,
think giving him what he was looking forward to is going to build a relationship?
I don't know, Josh.
I mean, I just got
you both want
it.
You both
questions.
Need it. You both want it. It's all right. And it's not like they've never done it before.
Yeah,
so it's like, this isn't
too.
Like, when's the last time you saw you naked, Katie?
4 years. It's been 4 years. I have not eaten bread in a week.
Really? You're preparing.
I'm so scared. And again, I know when we hang out, we are going to have the best conversation. Like, I connect with this man so much, like, on that level of just talking and, you know, enjoying each other's company. But the physical part of it has me a little anxious just because it has been so long, you know? And so it's like getting back into that zone together. Yeah. It's a process.
Annika, thank you for your thoughts this morning. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you guys so much. Have a good one.
You too.
As well.
Bye, bye-bye. Annika.
Oh, now the lines are exploding. If anybody wants to sound off about this, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. It's our own little soap opera in here. I love your dating stories.
I know.
Makes me so happy. Here's Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes. Katie this morning is sweating. She's freaking out. I made her text this guy a little bit ago and let him know that she is coming to town, Chicago, and she's freaking out because he hasn't replied back yet. Do you think what she's doing is a good idea?
Yes. Katie, I am 70 years old, and I have learned in my decades of wisdom, I regret more the things that I don't do than the things that I do.
Okay.
And so go for it. And wasn't it Wayne Gretzky who said you miss like 1,000% of the shots that you don't take? Or
yes.
Whatever?
It's a pretty that good
was.
Saying, yeah.
That
it's
was
roughly
Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a good saying.
Is this guy's name Wayne?
No.
Oh, okay.
Didn't play hockey either, but oh, I love
you
that
know,
advice though.
But stay grounded. You know, make sure that you are so rooted in your own peace that the absence or the presence of somebody else in your life does not disturb your peace.
That's
damn,
it.
That's deep, Debbie.
No, it's so deep. Yeah. And it's so right, though, because I've created a life for myself that is peaceful. And, you know, I enjoy it and I love it so much. And, yeah, I don't want to be bothered by somebody's, problems like that. So,
Debbie, you're very wise. Very, very wise.
I'm just old and wise, and I've lived a lot.
We appreciate your advice because it says a lot.
It,
so
it truly does. It means a lot to us, Debbie. You have a great day. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Have Bye-bye. Fun, Katie.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you.
Well, that's the plan, it sounds like. Believe me, I can't say some of the things she said off the air of what she wants to do while she's in Chicago. She's not going for the pizza, I'll tell you that much. Hi, Patty.
Hello. Happy Friday Eve.
Hey, thank you. So what do you think about Katie's little predicament?
She absolutely go.
Go.
First of all, Chicago is an amazing city, so that's one reason to go. As long as he's not a serial killer, what's the worst
not.
That could happen?
I don't think he is.
You come back and you don't talk, right? But maybe he ends up being the man you marry.
Yeah.
And it does end up wonderful. And how will you know if you don't go?
When did you text him?
It was
how
8:08.
Long?
It was 23 minutes.
Yeah,
23 minutes ago, though, Patty. We still haven't heard back from him.
You made me text him. Oh, no, it was...
Maybe he's busy. He might be at work.
He's sleeping
in.
Not
everybody lives next to their phone.
He could be with his girlfriend. We don't even know.
He could be.
Plus, you know, Katie, it's fun to have those butterflies. Let yourself, like, have those butterflies. Like, it doesn't happen a whole lot. So enjoy it. And if it doesn't work out, oh, well, you're nowhere different than where you are now.
Patty, yeah. You speak the truth. The butterflies are truly the best part in the beginning. You know, the butterflies.
Yeah,
it's the best. So you have that right now.
I do. Somebody once told me the butterflies is your body telling you to run away.
Or it could be that. Yeah,
it could be. Could
so
be
I that. Always like try and remember that. But you're right. It is a feeling that I don't get with anybody else but him. Truly, like, I don't feel like this about anybody but him.
I hope he texts you back. Patty, thank you very much for your thoughts. We'll move on to Doris. Hi, Doris.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Doris. So what do you want to say to Katie Cat over here?
Katie, I think you should just go for it. You just never know what might happen. And, you know, if for whatever reason it doesn't work out, then, you know, you're in Chicago. So maybe you could come across somebody else who would work out for you.
Yeah.
Oh, there is that. That could be one of these universe things where you go to meet this guy, but instead you meet a dude at a deli.
It's a big city.
And then you fall in love and like, whoa, this was meant to be in some sort of weird way.
Yeah. No, I like
it. Exactly.
I think like
the universe has this funny way of working out.
I like the advice of I'm going to probably be more mad at myself if I don't do it, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And you're going to be so slim because you're dieting like
crazy.
I'm
not eating
right
any
now.
Bread or sugar.
No bread, Doris.
You just never know what will happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Thank you for giving Katie some advice, Doris. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, my God. The phone lines are exploding right now. Is it Stefan?
Yes, this is Stefan.
Hey, buddy. All right, school Katie here on what she should be doing.
So I do think she should go, but before she commits to anything, she should ask herself two questions.
Okay.
What does he do for you, and what do you see in him?
Well... Boy, that's I could rearrange the wording on that one, on that last one.
No, I like this.
This is the thing. When I do marriage counseling, and I ask them, what do you see in a person? It goes deeper than just, they're pretty, they're this, they're that. And that's the same for what does he do for you. You got to go deeper than just he makes me smile.
Yeah.
You got to go deeper. Does he make you feel safe? Does he make you feel loved and wanted?
Can we pause on that
does
really
he
quick?
Make you feel accepted?
Can we pause on that and have you answer that?
Can I tell you what I like about what he does for me?
Tell our marriage counselor.
Yeah.
Right here.
So what he does for me is like what he does for other people. And it sounds silly, but this man is a basketball coach to young kids who don't grow up in the best environment. He is a huge member of his church that he goes to every Sunday, and he leads the musical part of it, and he helps the young kids in their lives who are, you know, trying to make church a bigger part of their lives. He is a musician, and he plays music, and he sings. He plays basketball. One of our biggest things is we are such huge. He's a huge Bulls fan. I'm a huge Nuggets fan. And so we're going to wear each other's jerseys. So it's
he
like,
sounds quite the catch. Yeah. I bet he has a ton of girlfriends.
No, he doesn't. Well, and he probably, that's the thing, is he is very appealing on so many other levels than just the physical one. Like, he really does give back to a point where it's like, that's what I do. That's what I try
and
do.
Okay, so let me ask you, does he feel the same about you?
I think so. I mean, our texts back and forth, like the things that he tells me he likes about me aren't all superficial. Like some of them are, but some of them are, you know, he
like
likes
what?
Like for me, like my on-air presence. He tells me like the videos I post and everything. He loves the way I speak to people and the way I convey messages. He's just like, I could listen to you all day. So that's one thing he really likes is just me talking. The basketball love for one. But then us having the pulse on the community, helping out in all the ways that we can. Right. Like, we like that about each other, you know?
What do you think, Stefan? Are they a good fit?
It's a potential match.
Okay. I was really hoping you'd be a little bit more certain about that, but I'll take it.
He's like, 50-50, so-so. I don't know.
It could happen.
I don't know. Oh, buddy. Hey, we got a ton of calls we need to get to, but thank you for calling and opening Katie's eyes to some stuff.
Not a problem.
All right, buddy. Have
thank
a good day.
Thank you, Stefan. Oh, gosh.
He's a good guy. He's our pastor guy.
Yeah.
I like him.
Hi, Susie.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're super dupes. What are your thoughts on Katie?
Oh, no.
I'm just curious if he's listening.
Okay, so hold on. I think he just texted back. Do we have a text update?
Katie.
Text. Well, hold on. Read what you had texted him like 30 minutes ago now.
Okay, yes. Oh, I'm shaking. I also got a friend of mine text from my friend. Oh, I'm going to kill you. Give me the text line. I'm texting now. She doesn't like him.
It doesn't matter.
He texts. Oh.
Well, hold on. Take a breath. I'm sorry you got to sit through this, Susie. Katie,
I decided
she's freaking out.
Seat.
Okay, so she just let him know that that she's coming out to see him in Chicago.
Oh,
what did you text him originally?
I said, "Hi, I got the ticket. Excited to see you." And he said, "Nice, let's go."
There you go.
Yay!
Hey, that's good. That's a good
nice,
sign.
Nice, let's go.
Dude, with a lot of exclamation marks.
With a lot of exclamation marks.
He sounded very excited.
Yes. Nice, let's go.
Yes. Yes. Isn't that great? Come on. That's great.
Nice.
Great?
Let's go.
Come on, Josh.
Susie,
that's pretty great.
What do you think about that reply?
Where does he want to go?
That's the dumbest reply I've ever heard.
That's what guys say all the time when they're excited.
I have never.
Guy goes, let's go.
That's a sports thing.
That's what. Jerry, you're not
dumb,
dude. That is what every single guy says when he's excited. Let's go.
I have never said it. I'd be like, Katie, I'm so excited to see you. I'm gonna start making plans now. I can't wait to see your beautiful
eyes. No, I needed him to text me. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's a sports thing, man. That's a very excited sports thing.
Susie, I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
That's exciting.
Maybe that's just how he shows excitement.
I guess.
I say go for it, Katie. My only question is what if he's listening to this show and now he's wondering when he is with you how much of it's going to end up on the air?
All of it, hopefully, Susie.
That's the thing is, like, with what
but
I do.
But he knows what you do.
With what I do, I put my life out there because we have to be transparent. We talk about our life, and we talk about the things that affect us, and he knows that. And he's actually in the industry as well, so he understands how all this works. So I think of all the people I talk about on the radio when it comes to my dating life, he would be the most understanding.
He also now knows you want to marry him, so.
Yeah, he does.
All right, apparently everybody's saying let's go is good.
Let's go!
It's a really good
Let's do a couple more. Oh, we're so short on time. Let's do Whitney and Dee, and then we will wrap it up. Hi, Whitney.
Hi.
Let's go, Whitney.
Yeah. Let's go sounds more like a friendship invitation than anything else.
Thank you very much. That is the weakest reply I've ever heard.
You guys
How
don't
about,
date sports dudes.
I can't
dudes.
Wait until
You're
I see your
me.
Beautiful face. How about that?
I mean, when I talked to my fiance when we were first seeing each other and I told him I was on my way, he's like, so excited to see you.
Yep.
This is going to be great.
Yep.
Not, let's go.
Let's go play pickup basketball on a court somewhere. Yay. Anyway, stupid.
I'm just reading the text from my friend who is so mad at me and is going to kill me. She's
so what do you think, Whitney? Should she still get on that plane and go see this clown?
I say if she wants to have fun, yes, but I feel like she's being a little overzealous for what he's putting out.
I like what you're saying.
Temper the expectations.
I like what you're saying.
Honestly, I feel like you brought me back down to reality, which I need. I do get very worked up about him. Like the minute, again, he shows
We've
me
noticed.
Attention, I'm like, oh my God, you do love me. So it's like, I do appreciate you bringing me back down because I do need to remember that.
Temper it, she
this.
Says. Temper
yeah.
it. Thank you, Whitney.
Yes, thank you, Whitney.
All right, Dee, you get the final word on this.
Okay. A lot of pressure. So, Katie, just go for it. Be spontaneous and live in the moment, but you also need to also come back to reality and make sure you tell your expectations with communication. Otherwise, you're going to keep on riding this emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
And it gets old after a while.
It does.
You're going to have to really open up to him while you're out there, too.
I
think you're going to have to, like, spill the beans on, like, I love you, I want to marry you, you know.
Oh, I don't know if I'll say
I think you need to tell him everything.
He will
You've been lusting over this guy for 4 years.
Know,
You've already paid your taxes with him or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
You need to probably let him know now your true feelings or this is going to drive you nuts.
Okay.
Go out for a little romantic dinner and be like, hey, I want more. I want
I
more
really like
this.
You.
That's what every guy loves, the question, so what are we?
What are
That's what every guy loves.
You don't need
loves.
To do that, but you just need to be like, hey, I would like more out of this. How did we make that happen? And then he'll look you deep into your eyes over that candlelit dinner, over a beautiful, expensive meal. He will gaze at you and he'll go, let's go!
No, that's is a good thing.
That's how it's going to play out.
You don't like that.
And
but...
in a very expensive restaurant, quiet cloth napkins, glass of vino,
candlelight. I'm here for it. Let's go.
God, I hope you get more let's goes.
I'm so sweaty still.
When are you leaving?
Not help. In a couple weeks.
All right, good.
A couple weeks.
You have to keep us updated.
I sure will. Oh, my goodness.
Our listeners are awesome. Thank you, guys. We got hundreds of text messages, truly hundreds, and everybody that called in.
Yeah.
We love you. Tell everybody you love
them. I love you. Thank you so
much. This is all about you. You thank
them. For investing in my relationships and grounding me and getting me excited and just helping me work through it. Because I'm still confused, but I love him.